From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. How are you doing, Melissa?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Melissa and I were invited by Lifetime Movie Network to take a sneak peek at the new miniseries, Anne Rules, Everything She Ever Wanted, which will air from 7 to 9 p.m. Saturday, November 14th, and Sunday, November 15th. Two-parter, 4 hours over 2 days. Actress Gina Gershon from Showgirls stars as Pat, a Southern woman whose storybook wedding to a younger man signals the beginning of a nightmare marriage that is ultimately upended by greed and violence. The miniseries is based on author Anne Rule's best-selling book of the same name. It is inspired by a true story. So, Melissa, what are your thoughts on this four-hour miniseries?
I thought it was fascinating, and I watched it straight through. Mm-hmm. I didn't even stop. And I think it was more interesting that it was based on a true story, uh-huh. too, with all of the things that she did and got away with and didn't seem like she got punished very much. But it totally drew me in. What did you think?
Well, I enjoyed it, but to tell you the truth, I thought it was over after 2 hours because, you know, it almost kind of summed things up, kind of, sort of.
But yet she went on.
Yes, yes.
And she caused more mayhem and death. And
she did. But I thought it was interesting that the younger man that she married, Tom, was played by Ryan McPartin. I believe that's how you say his last name, McPartin. But he also played the younger man opposite Fran Drescher in Living with Fran. Do you remember that series?
Okay. I knew he looked familiar. Mm-hmm. I think I looked back at his credits because he looked familiar. And he was on an episode of Swingtown, too, which I liked. And I thought maybe that's what I recognized him from because he definitely looks familiar.
Yeah.
But he was very good in that movie, too. I thought all it had Victor Garber in it. Had mm-hmm. all the acting was really good. And that Pat Allinson character was like definitely a juicy role, and Gina Gershon worked it.
Yes, she did.
She worked it. It was such a manipulating, cold character, but she played her perfectly. I mean, her acting was really, really good, I thought.
Yeah, and her character wanted to be part of the Atlanta's elite high society, and so she convinces her new husband to spend all his money on a southern plantation that she named after Gone with the Wind, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and kind of that classic living beyond your means, you know. Mm-hmm. Her whole theme through the whole movie was, you know, she had to have this and she had to have that, but she didn't ever seem to want to work for it.
And eventually her greed and her thirst for power reached dangerous levels.
Very much so, very much so. And she did not receive near the punishment. If she did anywhere close to what she did in the movie in real life, she got hardly any any punishment.
Well, was it there really that they couldn't pin certain things on her?
It was, I think, just kind of that's hearsay? What it was. I think a lot of the stuff was really hard to prove. Although, poisoning was involved like 3 times, and you'd think that could have been tracked back. Mm. But so I'm not really sure why she didn't get more time on that. Those 3 things, yeah. But and then she ends up, you know, the other plot point that was kind of interesting, I think, was her sister who ended up helping, mm-hmm. you know, helping the police at the end, you know, kind of, you know, their relationship was interesting.
Yeah, it was. Well, are you ready to rate it?
I'm ready if you're ready.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Anne Rule's Everything She Ever Wanted?
I'd give it a 9.
Wow.
Because I totally drew me in.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Well, see, I'd have to give it a 7 because I thought it could have been condensed. You know, maybe not into a 2-hour movie, but certainly a 3-hour presentation. But I'm not complaining because I do like actress Gina Gershon, and it was nice to see her get so much screen time.
Yeah, she really got to stretch her acting muscles in that.
Yeah. So remember to tune in to the premiere of Anne Rule's Everything She Ever Wanted from 7 to 9 p.m. Saturday, November 14th, and Sunday, November 15th, on Lifetime Movie Network, which is the sister network of Lifetime Television. And remember to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming program. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime at your convenience.